I'm outside Downing Street, and opposite me there are two groups of protesters. One supporting President Sisi, waving Egyptian flags, and then on the other side there are anti-President Sisi supporters, angry that this visit is going ahead, claiming that the president, their president, is guilty of human rights abuses. There's just been five arrests down outside Downing Street when five men, three of whom were dressed in orange jumpsuits, in transparent jumpsuits, tried to lay down and cover themselves in tomato ketchup to highlight their issue. Now, I tried to speak to them, and this is what happened.
He's been arrested, sir. It's not time for an interview. It's not an interview, sir. It's not a case of that. He's been arrested. Yeah, for an offence, it needs to be investigated. He's not here to speak to someone.
Okay,
yeah,
unfortunately.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. How many killed in Egypt by this man? How many people in the jail by this man? We are here in UK. We are arrested by this man. I think now Sisi is a leader for UK. We arrested under the Sisi law.
You don't think he should be here?
We now arrested by under Sisi law. This is a UK Sisi law.
And do you think it's wrong of David Cameron to advise me?
No. Should no. Should no. 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 He's a killer.
Now, in terms of what's happening, James, COBRA, the Emergencies Committee, is meeting now to discuss how to get some 20,000 Britons who are stranded in Sharm el-Sheikh back to the UK. And then there's going to be a statement in the House of Commons to update MPs before President Sisi arrives in Downing Street circa 12:45 to speak with David Cameron himself.
Very briefly, Theo, powerful stuff, obviously, but in terms of the human rights abuses that Sisi stands accused of, and perhaps to help us understand a little better why the passions of some of your interviewees were so pronounced, what are the specifics of the accusations against him? What sort of regime is he alleged to be leading?
It dates back to what happened in central Cairo at the time that President Morsi was overthrown. And the history there is that President Sisi's supporters say that it was the Muslim Brotherhood who occupied Cairo, who tried to implement their own Islamic regime. And it was President Sisi who stood up to them and cleared the square. Now, the tactics that he used with the military backing to do that is a source of great controversy, and those who the anti-Sisi supporters that I spoke to, protesters that I spoke to here, say that he has detained many of their number for speaking out, for dissenting against the government. While on the other hand, of course, some of those who I've spoken to here today say, well, if it wasn't for President Sisi, if it wasn't for his for the way his strong government, strong style of government, then Egypt would descend into another Syria.